All of these are your concrete steps in transitioning to your new role and a clear breaking away from your previous position. Hit the ground running. You have 90 days to transition into your new role. It starts from the time you get the notice of your promotion. But after the transition period, your organization expects to see you ready to take off. While 90 days is not a standard time allotment, since transition time is usually defined by specific organizational circumstances. Still, 90 days is a good yardstick that makes you realize that you have so much to do in so little time. Another good point to remember, if you have extra time to use it to study your new role. Assess your vulnerabilities. You were chosen because the people who put you in that position believe that you best fit the role. However, it is a mistake to depend on the skills you have honed in your previous position. Instead, given your new position, you need to confront your weaknesses that are tasks with which you are not comfortable or which you don't know how to do. To do this, you have to acquire a new set or sets of skills to meet the demands of your new job. For starters, identify the problems you are most comfortable working on, but don't make the disastrous mistake of focusing on them alone. Choose the